For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Please be seated. Sermon's bad enough, you don't have to stand for it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Parts of the church on the 15th will celebrate. The Roman Church calls it the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We in the church in the East call it the Dormition of this Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm going to read a piece that our priest down in Charleston wrote from St. Timothy's about this. It'll sort of help us to understand the difference between the pre-Reformation Catholic Church and how it treats such Marian doctrines and the in contrast to what the modern Roman Church would teach. So I'll simply read this. Today we are celebrating the Feast of the Dormition of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In simpler terms, we are remembering her passing from this earthly life to heaven. There is a difference between the East and the West regarding this feast. In the West, they are wont to call it the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin. Even though it is not a doctrine, many Romans believe that Mary did not taste death and was bodily received into heaven. Excuse me. In the East, Mary is believed to have tasted death, but her body afterwards was taken to heaven. Both of these teachings come from ancient sources, but they are not articulated until much later in church history. As a matter of fact, the Roman Church regarding the Assumption of Mary was only made dogma in 1950. And when something is dogmatized, you are required to believe it under pain of mortal sin. As Anglican Catholics, we embrace the view of the common Catholic Church prior to the Protestant Reformation, as before the Reformation. In short, Mary went to heaven. Since Scripture does not shed any light on Mary's transition to heaven, the ancient traditions vary. We must assume a position that agrees with the whole church. Mary passed from this earthly life to heaven. We do not dogmatically articulate anything about her body or her death. The only article that may be safely and dogmatically sanctioned from a Catholic perspective is she did indeed go to heaven. So in light of these facts, we must adopt a more general term for the feast and the event. The term dormition refers to her falling asleep in the Lord, quote unquote. Today we remember this event believing that each one of us will one day fall asleep in the Lord and be welcomed into heaven by our Lord after we have lived a life of faith with an earnest desire to be with our Savior. This feast is another opportunity for us to remember and take comfort in the words of St. Paul. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. That's from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8. Some may ask why we celebrate the Mother of God's death, Mary, the Blessed Virgin. As I mentioned earlier, the feast day provides the priest with an opportunity to preach about the blessed hope of the Christian faith. The other reason is that it provides another opportunity to focus on the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was considered to be the first and most perfect Christian. She was the first and only person to receive within herself the measure of the Holy Spirit, God, and to give birth to Jesus the Christ. In short, she was the first to receive Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior. And as such, she is indeed full of grace, and we covet her prayers. So there are a couple things probably that deserve explanation. A lot of people outside the realm of the Catholic Church, us or the Roman Church, they perceive that we worship the Blessed Virgin Mary. We do not. There are some theological terms applied. There's dulia, which is the churchy word for veneration. We venerate the saints. That's why we talk in the Creed. We talk about the communion of the saints. Also talk hyperdulia, which is given to the Virgin Mary and the Virgin Mary only, but it is a veneration. It is not worship. Latria is the theological term for the worship of God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So when we pray, ask for Mary's intercession, we're doing just that. Just as I would ask you to pray for me and you to pray, you know, backward and forward, ask for each other's prayers. We do that to the saints on different feast days. We ask for the saints' intercession, or at any other time. I often, as a deacon, ask for the intercession of St. Stephen and St. Lawrence and other deacons of the church, so that the ministry that God's given me to do might be more beneficial to other people if I implore their help in doing what I'm supposed to do. So we always want to remember that Mary was the one chosen of God to bear our Lord Jesus Christ. And the lesson we learn from her is that we all should do, is she, when the Archangel Gabriel came to her, she said yes. She only asked the question, how shall this be that I know not a man? She wasn't dying, but just wondering how this would be. And of course, the Archangel told us that she was full of grace, and the power of the Holy Ghost would come upon her and cause this wonderful thing. So the church celebrates with joy this feast, which is the next, I think it's Wednesday. But the takeaway from this is that she is no more worthy of heaven than we are, and yet she has a special place. The same thing with the saints. No saint was ever perfect, but they were perfect in God because they trusted in God. And that's what we need to do, is fully trust in God. So with that, I would close with this. Let us realize what we are without the grace of God, our lost and sinful state. And without God's grace, there's no way to save us or sustain us or keep us. But with God's grace, and grace, of course, is the unmerited favor of God. So with God's grace, He does save us. He sustains us, and He keeps us. So now let us come and dine and feast upon His feast and body, a feast of His body and blood. And with that, in our staying in Scripture, staying in a state of prayer, looking always for more that we can do for God, let us take and eat and see that the Lord is gracious. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.